options past me again? Weighing the pros and cons. I don't know why we have decided to do that as a species. If aliens from another planet ever wanted to come and take our stuff, they could send a scout down while we're doing that, you know. The scout would go back to his planet. We're not going to have any problems down there. Why? Well, they just all get together, and then they just all... I don't know how to do it, really, but they just all kind of do this. They're the smart ones? They're the smartest ones. And this is what they do. So while they're doing that, we could land, take everything we want, and get out of Dodge. They won't know it hit them. They'll all be in here. And they'll come out. What? They took it while we were doing this! That's usually where my relationships end, you know? Maybe everything's going well, and then when she says, we should probably go dancing, you know, it was great knowing you. I don't know how to do that, you know? I went through a breakup. People say, what led to the breakup? Was it a big thing? I don't know. Depends how you look at it. We couldn't agree on the definition of this exit and next exit. In every other way, we were completely compatible. I drive, so she said, okay, get off at the next exit. So I pulled off. Why did you get off here? I just told you to get off at the next exit. So we could get off here and buy a dictionary. Look through it, look at words and definitions and such. So I dropped her off at the next exit. All right. So now I'm dating three different women. And I don't want them knowing about each other. Right, fellas? It's hard, you gotta keep their names straight. And their names are Andrea, Andrea, and Andrea. I don't know how to ask people out smoothly. In the movies, it goes down so smoothly. For me, it always comes out weird, you know? It always feels like it. Hey, you wanna go to a shindig? I said we hit a hoop there! I don't think those are the actual words, but that's what it feels like. But in the movies, it's always smooth, you know? Would you like to have dinner on Saturday? I would love that. I'll pick you up at 8. Hey! Don't you need to get more information? So where's he going? I tried it like that. It didn't work out so smoothly. Would you like to have dinner on Saturday? Oh, I would like that, but I can't Saturday because my sister's coming into town Saturday morning, and she and I are going out Saturday night. How about Friday? We can have dinner Friday night. I'll pick you up at 8. Oh, no, 8 won't work because we're having an office party at night. But that's going to be over like at 8:30 or 9. We can have a late dinner Friday. How about 10 o'clock? I'll pick you up at 9:30. Don't you need to know where I live? I do need that information. I live out in Jefferson Township, but if you take Route 27 to get there, you're not going to be able to take that all the way into the township because they're doing construction like for the last 2 miles. So when you get about 2 miles out, you're going to have to shoot over and pick up a street. It's called Elm Meadow Lane, and it's not marked very well, especially at night. So make sure you're looking for Elm Meadow Lane, and that's going to take you the final 2 miles. You're going to be coming into the township from the west. Normally you'd be coming in all the way on 27. So when you come in from the west, you're gonna go through 2 red lights and you'll see Alhambra Apartments on the right. But you can't park in the front because they've been doing water treatment, which was supposed to be completed 3 months ago. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody's getting any answers. Everybody's very frustrated. Find parking where you can. I'll meet you out front, and I should tell you I'm gluten-free. I need a scrap piece of paper. So, all right. Well, hey, you want to break? You want to destroy a family? You want to destroy a family? I figured out how. There are certain things that everybody knows about, you know, alcoholism, drug abuse, gambling addictions. Those will work, but those take a while. If you want to destroy a family quickly, break out a game of Scattergories. There's no sandwich without a beach. Ain't sandwich without a beach. Yeah, but it has to be something that has to do with a beach. Every time I go to the beach, I break sandwiches. You don't break sandwiches. I mean, even if you did, it doesn't matter. It has to be something that would only be at the beach. You're going to have sandwiches at a park. So I was out with this person, actually a group of people, and you ever have somebody say something that you don't agree with, but, you know, it's a weird moment, you know, do you let it go, do you say something? So there's a group of people, and this woman says, animals are smarter than people. Okay. So nobody else was saying anything, so I was just trying to be humorous, and I said, how do they do on SAT tests? Lighthearted. And then she took offense, this woman, and said, they're smarter than people. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm just letting it go. I don't want anybody to have a bad time. And she said, what about the beavers? Like I had been checkmated. I didn't even think about the beavers. I stand corrected. Animals are smarter than beavers. So I was like, you know, I had to say, well, what about the beavers? And she said, well, the beavers have learned that they get in the water and they all gather twigs and then they all go to one area and they put mud on their tails and they slap the twigs together to affect the flow of the water. Hoover Dam. Smart, stupid, ain't even on the same scale. So I said to her, I said, if you hired a company to build a dam, and they all got out of their trucks, and put on these hip-high rubber boot outfits, and got in the river, and just started picking up sticks, would you be on the riverbank? Look how smart! So she said, well, what about the honeybees, you know? So I'm like, well, what about the honeybees? And she said, well, they've learned if one of them goes in a figure eight position and wiggles his behind, he can let all the other honeybees know where the flowers are. What if your Uncle Larry did that to show you where the fridge was? Quench their thirst till Uncle Larry showed up. One of the smartest men alive. Communication has changed a lot over the years. I was watching this old black and white Western. They showed Native Americans communicating with smoke signals, which I guess was always reply all. Kind of hard to smoke out, keep this on the down low. So I couldn't help but wonder if this sentence was ever communicated through smoke signals. Tell them Little Feather is feeling uncharacteristically melancholy.
Ha, 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 ha
warning. When safe and appropriate, make a careful and legal left-hand turn. Calm down. Calm down. Everything's going to be okay. They had to change it. You remember the first version of that? With carelessness and reckless abandon. Whip to the left as soon as you see fit. They had to change it. Yeah. So, anyway. So I served, you know, I was in jail this weekend. I don't even know how to say it. I served my sentence. Yeah, I spent last weekend in jail. And, so I was sitting there, and then they brought a, you know, a prayer rug into my cellmate. And I'm like, as well as my religion, I need a prayer rug, and I'm allowed to have one because it's my religion. So I said, oh, okay. So I got my metal cup, and I just clanged it up against the jail bars. Excuse me. My God wants me to have cupcakes. Kim Jong-un is... became one of my Facebook friends. He's liking my stuff. I don't understand their foreign policy stuff, man. They keep releasing, the North Korea keeps releasing pictures of Kim Jong-un looking through binoculars. Is that supposed to intimidate us? Listen, if you can see your enemy through binoculars, you've already lost. All right, well, so we need to get the economy back on track. I don't know what the answer is. The mortgage meltdown, I don't know how that happened, but I have a friend who knows. My friend in the produce department. He knows how the mortgage meltdown happened. And he offered to explain it to me, condescendingly. All right, I'm going to explain the mortgage meltdown for you. Would ya? Would you explain it at me? Be happy to. Here, sit in your booster seat. Okay, you have a mortgage, right? Right. You pay your mortgage to the bank, right? Right. They bundle those with other risky securities and sell those to speculators, right? Do I still get a lollipop? I feel like someone's explaining a magic trick to me. I put your quarter in my hand, right? Right. And I close it, right? Right. It's gone. You understand that? So I don't have a quarter no more? Exactly. Hey, is there a cash register left? Just one where you can buy something and immediately walk to the door without dealing with this whole thing? Do you have a rewards card? No. And I'm begging you that this be the end of this conversation. I have money, which says legal tender on it. And I have the amount it says on that tag. If I could just give you the money and you release the item, we could do it simultaneously if you need, Indiana Jones style, because I can see the door and I'm so close. Please release me back into a world of joy. I'm not allowed to do that. I'm required to turn this into a hostage situation. I'll tell you about our rewards program. You're going to love listening to every word of this. It's easy to get one. I pull a clipboard out from under the counter while people wait in line behind us. And I get so much information from you, your brain will quiver and quake. I'm going to get your home address, your work information, home number, work number, cell number, primary email address, and a secondary. secondary email address. Make sure you fill out the secondary email address portion of the application in case we send out an email blast for 5 cents off on one of our items. That gets bounced back from the primary. If you filled out the secondary, basically it's for your protection. So you're not missing out on these life-altering financial opportunities. And if you join today, you get 10% off your initial purchase and 5% off each subsequent on your future purchases. Do you have a full price card where people pay full price? They walk out the door and they get to watch their children grow up? I want to be with them. I want to be with them. I don't want to be standing next to cash registers for the remainder of my life, saving hypothetical nickels. What do I know? I don't know nothing. So, I don't want to brag, but I just I got a subscription to National Geographic, the magazine. It's a great magazine. And I was surprised they sent me a membership card for the National Geographic Society, so I can put that in my wallet. So it can be in my wallet. All the time. I've yet to come across a scenario where it ever actually comes out of the wallet. Not sure when, I'm waiting for that moment. I'm sorry we don't have any tables available this evening. Oh, you don't, huh? Well, somebody doesn't realize they're talking to a member of the National Geographic Society. Kick the senator off of table number one. Yeah. I travel a lot. Little tip for you. Get to the airport early because they play great music and they always have unbelievable sound systems. So you get there early and you basically jam. All my trouble. Would the gentleman who left a briefcase at the security area of Concourse C please return to claim your briefcase? And it seems like all unattended vehicles will be towed away at the owner's expense. There's been a gate change for flight 207. It will now be departing out of gate 19. Yesterday. I love that song. It takes my mind off traveling. Usually announcements, especially at airports, are always repeated. And the first version is always a little different from the second version. And I'm not quite sure why it's always repeated and always with the two different cadences. John Roberts, please pick up the red courtesy telephone. John Roberts, please pick up the red courtesy telephone. I'm John Roberts. And are they saying that I should be picking up the only red courtesy telephone? Or are they suggesting that a second John Roberts should be picking up a second red courtesy telephone? That's a new joke, and I appreciate your feedback. Sometimes waves are smaller than other waves, but it's glassy. I can't even pretend I was moving. Laying on the surfboard. Comedy is weird, man. There's different things under the umbrella of it. Puns. I never know what to do when someone says a pun to me. Because I always know it's an attempt at humor, but my body never actually wants to have laughter. But I haven't settled on a, I know I should react in some way, but I haven't settled on a reaction that seems to work well. Usually when I hear a pun, I go, "Oh!" I'm not sure if that's what they're looking for. Is that a play on words? I feel like I'm reacting as if I had been tasered. That's a good pun. You can't be funny everywhere. At the airport, especially, they have a sign at the x-ray area, "No jokes." That's pretty vague. That's pretty murky. How far from the sign do you have to be before an infraction kicks in? You have to be right up upon it. What if you're down to concourse? And you do a little goofy joke. I do no jokes! In the cab on the way to the airport, make a silly face. Knock it off! You're flying today and there's no jokes! No jokes. But I get it. I know why the sign is there. It's because my fellow humans are morons. I'm sure they tried not having a sign. I'm sure they gave that a whirl. And they had to deal with people pushing their bags through. I want to check and see if there's anthrax in there. Yeah, it's bomb components. That's what I'm doing. I'm bringing a bomb. People could possibly be that stupid. Start making the signs. Charlie, you were right. You said people were that stupid. I didn't think it was humanly possible. I don't know. People. I don't know what about people. You ever been around people? They're not all they're cracked up to be, I'll tell you. Not everybody. Most people are nice, but I'm trying to figure out how to handle certain things. It's like selfish behavior just always gets to me. If I'm ever sitting in my airplane seat, it used to be if I saw somebody take forever to get out of the aisle, I would like get angry inside. I'm already seated, and I would still seethe. So somebody said, "Brian, you need to how to figure this out. You got to turn it into a game. Make it a game, so you're not getting upset anymore." So I've done that, and now I enjoy it now. This is what I do, and I swear this is true. I sit in my seat, and I watch people board, and I try to pick the problem guy. And if I pick him correctly, I win the game. So it's a game now that I can win. And I just watch people, "Oh, this guy seems okay. This lady seems nice. This guy, he's probably all right. Oh, here we go." Little tip for people who are boarding planes while wearing backpacks. Your backpacks are hitting people in the face. On the outside chance you might care about others. So that's one game. And then I have a follow-up game. Like if I can see them and they don't sit down right away, I'll try to guess how long it'll take before they actually sit. And I time it on my iPhone stopwatch. And I'm not making this up. And I enjoy it now. When I used to be mad, now I'm happy. You know, they're in the aisle, and I go, "This guy's a two-minute guy. He's 2 minutes. It'll be 2 minutes before this guy gets out of the aisle." And I'll just watch. Okay, let's get situated here. First, let me make sure my feet are dead center in the aisle for maximum clogability. I have my bag on my aisle seat. Let's get ready for this 45-minute trip to Mars. Gonna need my crossword puzzle book. Let me get that. Where is my crossword puzzle book? What did I do with my crossword puzzle book? I only had an hour and a half at the gate, plus an additional 45-minute weather delay to get that situated near the top where I could be halfway considerate of others. 2 minutes and 8 seconds. Keep going. You're breaking the record for human callousness. No one's ever cared this little. It's amazing. Watch pilots walk through the airport. You know they love it. You got those yellow stripes and those square black suitcases. What's in there? I want to see one pop open, see a bunch of comic books slide out. And every pilot I've ever seen has a little bit of gray on either side. I think they have gray spray for flying day. Honey, where's my gray spray? I'm flying today. I want people to think I've been around the block a little bit. There we go. And they're always walking slowly and confidently through the airport. They have to. You never want to see a pilot running through an airport, dragging a hefty bag with coat hangers poked out the side. Dumbfounded than when they're looking at airline monitors. You'll see whole families. You have the power all along. I was at an airport, and when you pull up in the car, they have two signs, arrivals and departures. And for arrivals, they had a picture of a plane coming down. And for departures, they had a picture of a plane going up. And I asked somebody who worked at the airport why they did that. And he said, well, believe it or not, some people make the mistake when they're driving up and they think arrivals means when they're arriving at the airport. And they go the wrong way. Well, here we are! Arriving! Stop looking for signs!
Oh, God!
I was in my hotel room recently. I gotta own when I make a mistake, all right? Part of this was my mistake. I thought I had put out the sign that said, do not disturb. But by mistake, I had put out the sign that said, please knock as loud and incessantly as humanly possible. I put out the wrong sign. I opened the door. There's a guy housekeeper there. I look at the sign for a little, hey, that's ironic. Exact opposite of what that sign says. Nothing. So the guy goes, they told me this room was empty. All right, some kind of mistake. So I said, well, there was a mistake because I checked in last night. I'm going to be here for 3 nights. I'm not going to need any service the entire time I'm here. And he said, yeah, they told me the room was empty. Yeah, you said that part already. And then I said a lot of things after that. Do I have to say all the things I said after that again? Is that the way your brain is wired? Okay, I'll say my lines again. I checked in last night. I'm gonna going to be here for 3 nights, and I'm not going to need any service the entire time I'm here. And the guy said, oh. And he started walking down the hall, and I swear he went, they told me it was empty. He had to get one last sidewinder in. His foot actually went through the door a little bit. So I closed the door. I wish this story was over. I am not making any of this up. 5 minutes later, I open the door, same guy, now holding a piece of paper with room numbers and check marks next to some of the room numbers. He goes, I just want you to see this. They give me a list of rooms, and they put check marks next to the rooms that are empty. And according to this piece of paper, this room is empty. So I tried to explain it to him this way. I said, have you ever played a card game where there's a wild card? And the wild card beats all the other cards. I said, this is sort of like that. I believe that you have a piece of paper with a check mark that says this room is empty. But no. I took my kids to Disney World. I like Disney World. But twice while we were in line for a ride, the family that was behind us just stepped in front of us. I don't know what's going on with people. The first time, I didn't even know what to do. I'm like, all right, clearly I don't have all the information. They're behind us, and now they're in front of us. What's happening? What's happening to our planet? I didn't say anything. I was more mad at me than I was then, because I need to teach my children how to be assertive. So the next ride, the next line, I'm paying attention. Spread out, kids! Swing your hats! Swing them rope to rope! You have to really be careful with the line switches back. Hug the post, hug the post! Hug the post! Because if you don't hug the post, some worm family... protect our spot. It happened anyway. First, it was the little kids who had been behind us for, you know, the whole line, and then they just stepped in front of my kids. So I'm waiting for one of their parents to say, no, we're behind this family and have been for a half hour. That's what I was waiting for. But instead, their mom squeezed up. What are you kids doing up here? So I look back at the dad, you know, maybe he's the voice of reason. He just came up the other side. All right, I guess we're up here now. That's your guess? That's the guess that you take? So this time I had to say something. I'm like, hey, listen, man, we're behind this guy in front of you. It's kind of hard not to know our place. It's been a half an hour and the guy has a blue mohawk. Backgammon kind of things in his earlobes. For half an hour. Now you guys are betwixt us. And the dad goes, oh, okay, go ahead if it's that big a deal to you. It is. It is. It's that big a deal to me. I want my family flying around in elephants before your family. Might sound ridiculous to you, but I like the way it makes me feel. Play me as the jerk. I wish I had handled it differently. I wish right when he would have stepped in front that I would have just reached into the pockets of his cargo shorts and just pulled out his belongings and just hurled them. And then just grabbed her purse and just whipped it as far as I could into some distant flower bed, watching Disney receipts slowly descend back down to Earth. And then when they looked at me weird, I'd go, oh, I thought you wanted complete anarchy. Yeah, when you just step right in front of us in a clearly roped off line, I thought that was a signal that all semblance of right and wrong was out the window. You guys have been great, man. Thank you.